Right, so yes, we have just about a month and a bit to go. There are many organisations, I think, playing a critical role in not just voter education, but voter awareness and getting us to understand exactly the complexities of the election. Although at its core, it may be very simple, just vote, isn't it? But Lindiwe Mazibuko is one of them. She's the co-founder and the CEO of Future Elect, right? Lindiwe, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. You're live on the National Pulse.
Ashraf, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, you've got this big responsibility of providing what? Let's start with civic education. I mean, what can you tell us around that in the build-up to the election?
So, if we think back to the number of times we complain as South Africans about the quality of politicians we get, we have to ask ourselves what role we play as citizens in getting them elected into office. And our belief in Future Elect is if you want great leaders, you have to have informed citizens. So we've built a whole program of civic education in South Africa to support particularly young people who are voting for the first time, who are coming of voting age for the first time in this election and in subsequent elections, to have enough information about who they're electing, what they're electing them to do, where these people will serve, what responsibilities they'll have, and how you can hold them accountable. That's the importance of civic education. It's not just enough to vote every 5 years. We have to rethink what it means to be a South African citizen and what it means to do the work in order to ensure that we get the outcomes we deserve from our government.
And do I take it what you're then saying is vote and then hold those that you've voted to serve you and not to lead you, hold them accountable in that interim period?
Absolutely. And look, as we become more interesting democratically in terms of coalition governments and, you know, governments switching from political party to political party, voters become more powerful. This is the moment for voters to seize their power, again, not only at the ballot box, you know, by deciding who gets to govern, but also in between elections, by observing, holding accountable, critiquing, intervening. There are so many public participation tools that are available to us as voters and citizens in this country. But the challenge is we don't have civic education of any description in South Africa. We don't have it at school. We don't have it in universities. Even if you study politics, you don't study civic education.
Why don't we have it?
I would venture to guess just two things. The first is that there was an assumption that it would probably find its way into part of life orientation curriculum, which it hasn't. And I think the other is that people misunderstand the IEC's mandate. The IEC, under the law, is required to have education. In other words, to teach us where to put our eggs, how not to do it, etc. Its job is not to teach us what a policing forum is, or a school governing body is, or a ward committee is. And there is no public institution that does that work. So it's up to civil society to in, because otherwise people only get their information. The messages of political parties obviously are designed to maximize their relative advantage. And of course, what political people would do. So we can't rely on politicians to give voters partial independent information about how to make these decisions. So we've partnered with civil society organizations, we're peer-reviewed by the Constitution Hill Trust, and we've built a program that's independent, it's nonpartisan, and its purpose is to provide information, not just about the democratic system, but about the physical process of voting. What happens when you walk through the gates of your voting station on election day? And then lastly, what are the tools that are available to you once that election is over to hold your government accountable, to police the police, to oversee the education system, to hold your ward councillors, your members of parliament, and your MPLs accountable?
And all that, for me, that's all the important things, isn't it? So how can I direct a listener tuned in now who wants all that voter education ASAP?
So it's available at futureelect.org. FutureElect is one word with one E in the middle. And it's also available on an app, also called FutureElect, in the Apple Store, the Huawei Store, and the Google Android Store. Our courses are micro courses, short video clips, about 1 to 3 minutes long each. And so far we've uploaded 50 of them. We're about to upload another 50. So 20 courses of 100 lessons. And each lesson is an opportunity for you to learn about government mechanisms, government systems, but also the electoral process and ultimately how you can get involved as a citizen. So go to your app store on your mobile device, download Future Elect. Again, it's one word with one E in the middle. And go through the courses, do the quizzes, learn more and gain more information about how to
And I'm going to ask you to even tweet out the link to Future Elect, you know, just tag SAFM Radio and myself, Ashraf Garda. I would gladly share that as well. Just the last thing in terms of, I mean, there's an interesting point that you bring up called information shedding in relation, again, to citizen engagement. Tell me about that.
So we've got a problem, you know, at the supply side, which I've just spoken about. There's not enough information available to citizens about how to be more active. But then we also have a challenge of disinformation that is actively pushing against the availability of good quality voter and civic education. So it's not just a question of us marching into a vacuum where nothing is happening. There are people with interests in misinforming and disinforming voters, suppressing voters, preventing them from going to the polls, or convincing them to make certain decisions. So that's the thing we're trying to combat. We're trying to deal with an environment where there's not only a lack of information, but that lack of information sometimes takes the form of disinformation.
Yeah.
And that is the importance of having a resource or a series of resources that are independently vetted and that represent a good source of information for voters to be able to make critical decisions on their own about who the right people are.
I'm going to take a closer look at Future Elect, and I know, based upon the work you've done before, it'll be absolutely super and much needed to civil society. Lindiwe Mazibuko, thank you for your time.